Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So it looks like Senator Romney may be on board here for taking a vote. If that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, this situation is looking better by the moment. We shall see. I never put my faith in these Republican swamp rats. Any given moment, they can bail on you, as you know. But the news is at least good for today. I've got that story for you. I am going to now triple down on my George Soros connection to the coming coup because they're now threatening people involved in the coming coup. Talking about things like executions. Not kidding. I'll show you that. I got that. And I want to prove again to you that Biden is not, in fact, a good guy, but is a liar and a wholesale fraud completely. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today? Fine, sir.
Hey, man. I'm doing good, Dan. I'm doing really, really good. Glad to be here, babe.
Was listening to some of Joe's pre-show tunes. The dog's eating your shoe, by the way, again, Paula.
The dog's eating the shoe.
The dog cannot stop eating shoes. We have all these toys, and she only wants to eat shoes. What is with dogs
they
and
love
shoes?
Shoes, dog, yeah.
That's it. Matter of fact, Paula went to the store and bought a bunch of dog toys, and the lady in the dog toy store is like, "It's a total waste of your money. The dog's just going to eat whatever they want." And yes, they're eating shoes. We're sending her to doggy military school soon so we can clean this up. All right, Joe, let's go. So some good news on the front. If everyone keeps their word on the Republican side and says they'll take the vote and vote for a constitutionalist like they claim they support as Republicans, then the selection of whether it's Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, or the couple of other fine candidates Donald Trump may nominate. He said he will nominate that candidate this Saturday, TBD time this Saturday. Then we should be okay, which would be absolutely spectacular because we would be back to a 5-4 Supreme Court majority. Wait. If there was ever a time for the gavel, Joe, right? 5-4, that'd be 6-3, right? No. You never count John Roberts, ever. Roberts is a liberal through and through, right? Now it's 4-4. Roberts is a lib. I get it. He was nominated by a Republican. He claims to have, you know, aligned with constitutional conservative values. Throw that out the window. It's now 4-4. So we will finally have, if the nominee turns out to be an actual originalist, a constructionist, we will actually have a majority. You know, Thomas isn't going to let you down. You know, Alito's not going to let you down. Gorsuch's been pretty good. Kavanaugh with us most of the time, but we'll have a fighting chance. Roberts, just discard Roberts' vote altogether. It's a waste of your time. Good news. All right, now we got to get to the core of the show because we're absolutely loaded today. So the focus groups have met, folks, on this Supreme Court block we're going to open the show with today. Joe, the focus groups are in.
Okay.
You know, that's what matters to the Democrats. You know, they never talk outside of focus groups. The Democrats will say something. They'll pretend it's principled. Dreaded air quotes. Become a part of the show every day now. Principled. But the Democrats don't have any principles, so nothing they say can be principled. You have to have principles to have principled conversations. You get how the whole thing works. They don't have any of those. They just rely on focus groups. You know, when you're playing baseball in the outfield, right? Baseball players, if you're playing left or right or center, you want to know which direction the wind is blowing. So if you go in a shag a fly ball, you want to make sure that you can compensate for the wind. You know that? So sometimes you see outfielders in the outfield. What do? Joe, they pick up grass and they throw it. That's what I used to do. You see the way the wind's blowing, so you know to run faster or slower if a ball's going a certain direction, right? That's what the Democrats do. They rip grass up in the outfield to see which way the political winds are blowing. Left, right. Okay, we're going to go that way. So right after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Democrats came out, Joe, guns a-blazing. We're going to pack the Supreme Court. D.C. Puerto Rican statehood.
Yeah.
We're going to set up guillotine trials for all our political opponents. Okay, I'm exaggerating the last part, but that may be next. That may be, don't completely discount that possibility. They are lunatics after all. Now, all of a sudden, as we said, the focus groups have met and all this talk about packing the court and other radical ridiculosities all of a sudden are calming down. How do I know the focus groups have met and are warning the Democrats, you guys sound like the lunatics you really are? How do we know that?
It's true.
Here it is, Washington Times, right? The focus groups were like, you guys are really insane. You know that? We are. Grass in the air. Like, they're right. We are insane. Washington Times, Joe Biden declines to take a position on expanding the Supreme Court. Of course he does, because what happened? The focus groups have met, ladies and gents, and they told Biden and his campaign, that's crazy. We've had 9 Supreme Court justices since the 1800s. That is insane. So, of course, Biden grass in the air was like, maybe we should dial that back a little bit. It's not just Biden, because remember, the campaign focus groups are not always the same focus groups as the D.C. Capitol Hill focus groups advising Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, and others, leadership on both sides of the House for the Democrats. They have different focus groups, Joe. So those focus groups have met too. How do we know that? Washington Examiner. Check out this piece. Like I said, we always produce the receipts here. Democrats tamped down threats to pack the high court and end the filibuster over Trump's SCOTUS pick by the great Kerry Pickett. You think that was by chance? You think this is all principles? All of a sudden, the Democrats' principles like, hey, packing the Supreme Court's really insane. Like FDR tried that once. Remember right. That whole packing the Supreme Court thing? And you know who stopped FDR? The Democrats. For liberals watching, FDR was a Democrat. I know history is not really your thing. His own party stopped him because it's insane. And in case you're a liberal watching, packing the Supreme Court means adding more justices to make it a liberal majority, even though right now it would be a conservative-leaning majority 5-4. That's insane. Why is it insane? Because when Republicans are in charge, then they would do the same thing. And then liberals would do it. And then you'd wind up with what, Joe? 12,642 judges on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would have to be held in the Astrodome. Yeah. You'd have to have justices all around. And you'd have to have it in like the old L.A. Coliseum. Did the Raiders ever play that? I was a Raiders fan.
Yeah,
the L.A. Coliseum. They did, right? Okay, yeah. I'm not crazy. Well, I don't know what that seated. 100,000 people, 80,000? I don't know. You'd have 80,000 Supreme. It would be like that Star Wars movie, the really bad ones at the end, where like the Imperial Senate's meeting and they go up, not sideways. Like they're all on a thing and they're like, they're voting and they're screaming out into the thing. You're off with his head or something. You'd have like 100,000 Supreme Court justices. This is stupid. We have 9 justices for a reason.
Nice.
Because you want to put a lid on behavior like this. It could be 7. It could be 5. It could be 11. Those were all, but we settled on the number 9 because it's enough that each person's decision makes a difference and relatively representative of the ideological spectrum of the country, which is voted in Republicans in the Senate and the White House because it's a conservative center-right country. That you have a center-right 5-4 Supreme Court. It's not 6-3. Please stop that. Roberts is not a conservative. If you have a 5-4 conservative Supreme Court in a center-right country, there's nothing unusual about that. It's only lunatics who want you to believe that. And that's why the focus groups have met, are telling their Democrat friends, this is crazy pills. You're all insane.
The Dan Bongino Show.